Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is June the 1st, and we start on this day in 1974 when British music magazine The NME published a list of the 100 greatest albums of all time. At number 3 was The Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, 2 was Blonde on Blonde by Bob Dylan, and at number 1, The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And to be honest, those same selections are always there or thereabouts even on today's polls of the greatest albums of all time, aren't they? And on the older magazine theme, on this day in 1981, the very first issue of Kerrang! Was published. The first cover stars were AC/DC. Elsewhere, on this day in 2008, a fire at Universal Studios in Hollywood destroyed thousands of master tapes controlled by Universal Music Group. Master recordings by Joni Mitchell, Elton John, Nirvana, B.B. King and Neil Diamond were among those that were lost. On this day in 1985, Bruce Springsteen kicked off the European leg of his Born in the USA tour with a show at the famous Slane Castle in Dublin. On this day in 1968, Simon & Garfunkel's classic Mrs. Robinson went to number one on the Hot 100 in America, the song famously written for the movie The Graduate, of course, starring Anne Bancroft. And today we have to say a happy 76th birthday to guitar legend Mr. Ronald David Wood. The London-born rocker was part of the Jeff Beck Group, playing on albums like Truth and Beckola, before teaming up with Rod Stewart and Kenny Jones, Ian McLagan and Ronnie Lane to form The Faces in 1969. After that, he famously joined the Rolling Stones and has been with them pretty much ever since. Happy birthday, Ronnie. But for today's main show then, we're going to remember a groundbreaking debut album. Yes, on this day in 1976, billed as the first all-female hard rock band, the Runaways released their self-titled debut album. The group, consisting of Joan Jett, Cherie Curry, Lita Ford, Jackie Fox and Sandy West, blazed a trail musically, and their best-known song, Cherry Bomb, appeared on this record as well. But despite this, the album itself didn't do commercially very well, only peaking at 194 in the US, but it made the girls superstars in Japan, where the album went to number one. Now, I interviewed former Runaways bass player Jackie Fox on episode 60 of Vintage Rock Pod, and she told some incredible stories of her time in the group, the dynamics between the girls, the harrowing story of being raped by their manager, terrible stuff. But I'm going to play a short clip of Jackie talking about the fame that they found in Japan following this debut album release. Just about your time in Japan, it was your Beatlemania kind of sensation, wasn't it, when you were over there with the girls?
Oh, yeah. That was the one time that I really got to experience what it feels like to be a rock star, because we were followed everywhere. And in fact, we were supposed to be doing a record store appearance, and they had us in this big car. They didn't really have limos there. They just had big American cars. So we're in this big American car pulling into the alley behind a record store. And the alley is completely filled with fans, to where we can only inch forward a little bit at a time. And most of the time are stuck because you don't want to run one of these fans over. And it got very stuffy. It got very stuffy in the car. Somebody cracked the window and an envelope flew in and it hit one of the girls in the face. And she picked it up and looked at it, and it was addressed to me. I think it was Cherie that it hit. I might be wrong about this, but whoever it hit opened it first and decided to start reading. And it was this guy who wrote a number of very romantic but sweet letters to me that went on for like 8 pages. So it was a whole drama, and they just passed it back and forth, reading this out loud as we tried to inch our way through the alley with fans plastered on the windows and on the top of the car, you know, moving along with us. And finally, they just went, "We cannot get you in there safely." And we kept inching forward and finally got out of the alley, turned a corner. They hustled us out of the car into a building. It was like the basement of a building where we walked through, because all the buildings were connected. Okay. So we're down in a basement that we've crawled down into. It's connected through, you know, underneath the building, there are these warrens. We go through them. We come up. We're in a kitchen. I don't know why we were in a kitchen, but we're in the middle of a kitchen, like for some restaurant.
It sounds like a movie chase.
We can go marching through there. And finally, we emerge up into a giant department store. And we were able to walk out the front, hail a taxi, and get back to the hotel where there were yet more fans waiting.
My word.
It was crazy.
I was going to say, that sounds scary as well, as much as anything.
It was scary, but it was more at the time when they get you out of the car and you're not at, you know, don't think you're at risk of suffocating anymore. And now you're running through and yeah, it's like a spy movie and you're just too stupefied by everything that's going on. And like, oh, we're in a kitchen. Oh, now we're in a department store and you're just getting, you don't have time to think about it because you're getting hustled through and it's kind of becomes fun.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.